Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's listen to more from Sirianni yesterday, because John asked him about the postseason as it relates to the regular season. Here's Sirianni yesterday.
What's the biggest difference in postseason play compared to regular season play?
You know, again, we're going to try to treat everything the exact same way as far as our preparation. But there's, you know, there's a couple more cameras out there. There's a little bit more, you know, there's going to be more media in our press conferences this week. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a little bit more people on the sideline, a couple more former players on the sideline that, you know, are doing the broadcasting and all the media. And so, again, our job as players and as coaches is to try to keep it as normal as possible. Like, you know, I would compare it to this. Like, you try to keep the same routine, right? And so a basketball player is taught, you know, you get up to the free throw line, and you take a dribble, you breathe in and out, and then you shoot, right? And that was my routine, you know. And everybody has their own routine. Some guys are 4 dribbles, and some guys are 2 dribbles and a spin.
You were 1 dribble, that's it?
I wanted to shoot. I wanted to roll.
What's your percentage? What's your free throw percentage?
Not as good as mine.
I was a good free throw shooter. I'm not going to say. I think I was in the low 80s.
Wow.
Of the player.
Holy cow.
You may have to stat check that. That did have a,
that's
did
impressive.
Have a couple bad games. But I had a couple good games too. But anyway, you keep it all the same. You try to keep it all the same. So if all of a sudden, when things are different, when, you know, whoever's on the sideline, you know, this week or whatever it is, you start doing something different with your routine, you know, you don't do that. Basketball players don't do that. We don't do that. And so there'll be some things that feel different. There is no doubt. Like, you can't hide that. But, you know, our job is to, and my job and my message really this week is going to be keep yourself consistent. You win 14 games and you win the NFC East. You don't gather everybody up and go, okay, here's what we're going to do now. You know, you say, hey, this is what we've done. This is what's worked. Let's go back to let's go and get ourselves ready. Because then the preparation is what helps you, you know, put yourself in position to be able to win.
Yeah. All right, Sirianni yesterday with us. So let me say this.
Nick Zane, pretty sure he's not going to switch his quarterbacks up.
Say it again?
Nick Zane, pretty sure he's not going to switch his quarterbacks up.
No, I don't think he will. So I'll say, and it was a comprehensive answer in a lot of different parts. So I'll speak from my standpoint, and I'm guessing this may relate for most fans from a fan standpoint, in my opinion. The biggest difference, but John, I want to get your opinion as a player, because you were in a lot of games postseason, Raiders and Eagles. From my standpoint as a fan, the biggest difference, regular season to playoffs, is nerves. As a fan, nerves. It's the second quarter, my team's down 3 points, I'm freaking nervous. And I'm not using the word frick at that point.
As a player, I'm
okay?
Not.
So, John, what is for you, and you were in 5 different playoffs, I believe, Raiders and Eagles, and you won a lot and lost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What for you is the biggest difference, regular season to the postseason?
The level of intensity. There is no lapse. There is no playoff. There is preparation-wise, everything's ratcheted up. There's no breathing. There's no time to exhale. And when you're in the game, I love it. When you're in the game, it is so much better. It is so much faster. It is so much harder. It is a commitment to excellence, and you can see the team from the first play that made that commitment. I believe that, and I think the playoffs just brings the best out of the best, and it just filters, you know, everything else just sort of trickles away.
Ruben, does that resonate with you from a baseball standpoint?
Oh, yeah. I will tell you, every single pitch becomes, as a player,
Every single pitch is heightened. Everything is, and you're locked in. I don't think you change as a player. I think you just get a little bit more fired up. I feel like there's a little bit more intensity, but it's not nerves. It really isn't.
It's just better.
It's just
more
better.
Real.
You're so alive. You I mean you're so locked in. It's almost like your focus
the
is
thrill is heightened. It really is your dream you're living
correct.
Out. And it's more fun. It really is. Exciting. It's more like there's more camaraderie. There's more of everything. And that's why you love it so much more. And I'm telling you, I felt like I always played my best when the stakes were highest and I needed to feel, you know, like sometimes people will procrastinate just to put that extra pressure on themselves. I knew that when the playoffs came that I was going to get that extra pressure. I was going to feel that. And it was going to motivate me in ways that I didn't even realize I could motivate myself prior to that postseason. It's just this magical thing. It comes over you, and you know you play your best. You feel the lift. You feel the extra adrenaline, that juice. You just ran through that guy, and you blew him up, and you felt nothing. The adrenaline is so much deeper.
I love it, man.
Totally,
I love everything you're saying.
That.
And
yeah,
I'm thinking,
awesome.
Ruben, from a baseball standpoint, the guy, and maybe more than anybody I've ever seen, maybe in Philly sports, that's the most consistently excellent in the postseason, maybe ever, is Zach Wheeler. He's never
terrific.
Let them, he's never, like, even Foles, and I love Foles, love him. Like, 2013, they lost the game. He played a great second half. He didn't play that good in the first half. I mean, Zach Wheeler has never had his foot not on the gas pedal in the playoffs.
Phenomenal. He and guys like Lenny Dykstra,
Lenny was unbelievable.
Red light players, Chase Utley, obviously, had, and Jason Wirth was really good.
Wirth was amazing.
These guys, I mean, they're people that just love this juice, man. And that's why we play. That was the reason why we played, was to play to win and to be champions.
That's awesome. All right. What do you got, Rube?
Yeah.
You're down with this?
Seltzer's strong, dude, with his choices. When I'm in here, he's phenomenal.
Look.
You don't want to give him the love?
Yeah, he's trying to find a way to rip it.
Guys, when you're not Rube, he's kind of so-so.
Yeah. You pick, well.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, really?
It's not that hard
it's
to pick
fantastic,
great songs.
Ruben. Like, yeah, let he's me just play. Trying to find dude, a way to can't. Rip it. He doesn't have anything. He's like, oh, it's not hard.
It's not hard.
Just let the comment. You know, give me a little credit here. It's okay.
All right, good morning to everyone. Ross Tucker with us, Ruben with us, Devin, Rhea, Seltzer, DeCamera, Richie. We got a lot going on here. We got a playoff game in 4 days. So, Ross, I want to play some audio for you of something Jaws said yesterday. Now, Jaws is like our dude, right? I mean, Jaws is our guy. But I thought he was way, way too overconfident about this game. Let's listen to Ron Jaworski yesterday on the show.
The Eagles are the better team. I watched the Brazil game again last night just to go through it and refresh my memory. And just think back, that was, you know, week one, new coaching staff pretty much in Philadelphia. The Eagles did not play well in that game. It was probably one of the worst games Jalen's played as an Eagle. You know, two bad interceptions, just wasn't sharp. He was learning the system. You know, that was before the bye, as we say, kind of the turning point to this season. But thinking of where this team is now and where it was that first week in Brazil, this team is so good, Joe. I'm watching these young players, you know, the way they're playing right now. It's exciting to me. And, you know, I see Zach Bond, a guy in week one who didn't know who he was, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, he's playing like the league MVP on defense. This defense is very good. The offense is very good. I just see no way. I see no way the Packers beat the Eagles.
Well, Jones, hold on. Wow. You see no way.
I see no way, Joe.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
That is really a hell of a statement, Jaws. I mean, give me a little bit more on why. That shocks me.
Well, I think Jordan Love is overrated. He's a solid quarterback, but he's overrated. They're going to be about one of their wide receivers in Watson, who's a guy that they can get the ball to, and Jordan Love likes to get the ball to. I just, when I look at them defensively, they're good on defense, but I think when we're healthy, and it's Saquon Barkley, I'm thinking of watching the tape last night when I went through it. You know, Saquon Barkley, that was his first game. He was just getting a feel for this offense. We didn't see a 2,005-yard rusher that week one. This offensive line will dominate up front. The wide receivers, I just see inability to stop it. Dallas Goedert now healthy again. I think the offense is playing at a very high level right now. Again, when I heard the comment coming on about Jalen, you know, I agree he should be 100% for the game, but right now he's on in the protocol. So that will, that's a little bit of a concern. But I'm telling you, this team is really, really good. It's young. It's fast. It's aggressive. It's now well-coached. You know, Vic Fangio's done a tremendous job of turning his defense around at every level of defense, defensive line, linebackers, secondary, all good young, fast players that will whack you when they get the opportunity to do it.
All right, that's Shaw's yesterday. It's a tremendous Eagles endorsement. Now, Ross, he went too far, right?
Well, I love his enthusiasm for the Eagles, and I would say I share his enthusiasm about a lot of the positive things he said about the
Eagles. Of course, yeah.
That said, you know, there's a reason why the betting line is 4.5 points. I mean, you look at some of these other games, the Ravens have been favored by double digits over the Steelers. Now it's down to 9.5. You know, the Bills are favored by 8.5 over the Broncos. I share Jaws' enthusiasm for the Eagles, but I do not share that level of confidence that there's no way the Packers win this game. If they played 10 times,
yeah,
I think the Packers probably win a couple. I think they are good enough. I think Jordan Love can get hot. They've shown that this year. Let's hope that this is not, you know, one of those couple games.
I agree. I do. I really do.
Ross, doesn't it feel like our secondary, the coverage that we've shown, it just feels like we're overwhelmingly solid when you compare it to the youth and relative. I know that they're not completely
John, did you just watch the Commanders game 3 weeks ago? Did you see Jaden Daniels score 36 points or whatever it was? And the I love the Eagles' defense. I love Bond. I love Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. But we can't sit here and act like Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin and those guys didn't just put up 30-some points in a game the Eagles needed to win to try to keep the number one a chance for the number one seed. That was only 3 games ago, and only 2 games ago that they actually played.
It does not that
doesn't matter.
Game doesn't feel
the
like
last
it
time they played a good quarterback
to this.
The last time they played a good quarterback and he lit them up.
Ross,
that doesn't matter.
No, it does. Ross, who's better, Jordan Love or Jaden Daniels?
That's a very good question.
Because they're close, right?
They are very close.
Yeah.
I would say I think Jordan Love is a better passer. I think Daniels with the legs and running maybe puts him a little bit over. Well, and this is important.
Really
this is important,
special.
Actually. This is important. Jordan Love, the end of last year and in the playoffs, was lights out.
Got hot. Yep.
He had a stretch midway through this year where he was awesome. He has not been as good the last couple games. The Eagles cannot let him get hot.
And well, Ross, can you put your finger on why exactly it seems like he's taken a real dip? Feels like he's fallen off in a big way.
I don't think I would go that far. I mean, I just saw them a couple weeks ago destroy the Saints, whatever it was, 38-0 on Monday Night Football. The
well,
same Saints,
sound.
By the way, that
Saints
could
are
beat.
Horrible, though. I mean,
they were up by 10 against the Bucks.
Yeah, but that game, Spencer Rattler, that was one of the worst quarterbacked games I think I've ever seen in my life.
Wasn't that Spencer Rattler's first?
He was so bad in that, like epically bad in that football
game. What, 11 yards?
It was unbelievable. I've one of the worst I've ever seen, literally.
The other thing I would say is the thing about the Packers is they're pretty darn good up front, both sides of the ball. Like, they're not, there are other teams. Like the Commanders, I think, where I think that the Eagles could overwhelm them up front on both sides of the ball. That I do not think is going to be the case. I mean, we need the link to be really loud.
Yep.
They have a completely homegrown offensive line that is probably a top five O-line in the league. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out a lot of Josh Jacobs, try to control the clock, almost like the Carolina Panthers did with Hubbard, and then some play action off of it. Mm. See if you can get N'Kobe Dean or Gardner Johnson to be so nosy in the run game that you can get some stuff behind them. LaFleur is slick. He is a very good coach. I mean, these are all the reasons why. Look, it's only like 3 weeks ago that the Packers were a lot of people's trendy pick to go to the Super Bowl. It's just so funny how we change. There are a lot of people that, man, I'm telling you, the Packers, they're as good as anybody. The Packers, they could go to the Super Bowl.
But there is something to be said for the way you enter this postseason tournament. Like, it does sort of give you a feel for at the way you're going to play.
Oftentimes, but not always.
And again, they haven't beaten anyone.
No, like, I understand. But
their best one is the Rams. That is the best team they've beaten this year.
Look, everyone's making good points. I'll add another. 2017
Momentum's
Eagles.
Momentum's not on their side.
2017 Eagles entered the postseason about as bad as you can.
Okay.
I mean, it's a disaster.
You're right.
And then they won the Super Bowl.
And that, yeah.
So, right. You know.
They turned it around.
All right, so we're just talking about the quarterbacks there of some other teams. Let's talk about the Eagles quarterback. And by way of that, hear from something Sirianni said yesterday to us when we talked to him about Jalen's running. Now, other than the Washington game, when he, of course, ran a couple times early in the game and then ended up getting injured, other than that, typically doesn't run too often early. Here's Sirianni yesterday when I asked him about Hurts.
Jalen just does not seem to run as much early in the first quarter, as he does as the game develops. And I get that. I mean, it's week four of the regular season. It's not as critical as a postseason game. Do you unleash him earlier so that he and your offense can be at its best as early as possible in a do-or-die game?
Yeah, you know, Jalen does so many things well. We'll do whatever we need to do to get a fast start. We'll do whatever we need to do to win this game, and I know he'll do the exact same. And, you know, he does so many things well that, you know, we'll see how the game goes. We'll see how the game goes. But, again, like I said, I know it's important to get a fast start. I think we've been better at that since, you know, for the past month and a half of the season. Doesn't mean we're, you know, we started off so slow that I don't think it's going to ever, we aren't going to crack the top 10 here, but the push that we've made, has shown some real progress of things we've gotten better at. And again, like I said, we'll do everything we need to do to get a fast start to help us win this football game.
Well, I'll tell you guys, I hope they unleash him early. I think it's, you know, we're all trying to figure out all year, what can they do differently to be better in the first
quarter?
They
were in that Washington game before he got hurt.
They were.
You know, that Washington game, you know, and Ross, I believe if CJ GJ doesn't get himself tossed in that game, they don't allow Washington to score 36 points.
That was a big factor.
I think it was a huge factor.
Yeah, it was.
I agree.
All right, Ross, final thing here. And again, Mike Quick joins us coming up in about 10 minutes at 8:40. We need an answer from you on college football. Penn State or Notre Dame? Like, are the Nittany Lions about to be in the national championship game for the first time since 1986, although of course it should have been in 1994 if there had been one, but that's a whole other matter. Are they about to be in the national championship game?
I lost to that Penn State team.
Penn State team was amazing. Yeah.
I mean, it's
what
just
a team.
I mean,
my Michigan
it was outrageous.
Team lost
I mean, I'm
Penn
still
State
upset
team.
About it.
And look, I'm not certain. I'm not certain Penn State would have beaten Nebraska, but I think
State
they would have. Nebraska
before,
was really
though.
Good. Well, everybody, listen.
Nebraska was good.
Year.
Yeah.
90, listen, that would have been an all-time college football national championship.
That Penn State team deserved.
They had three guys in the top 10, three offensive players taking the top 10, 1, 5, and 9 or whatever.
Brady?
Yeah. They were all taking the top 10, three guys in the same offense.
From Cedar Cliff High School, Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
All right, Ross.
And Bobby Engram was a second-round pick, too. That
Ross,
offense is insane.
Penn State, Notre Dame, who wins tomorrow night?
You guys are giving me chills right now. Grew up with Penn State season tickets.
Yeah.
But dad's side of the family, Irish Catholic. So I went to 5 straight Notre Dame Penn State games from 88 to 92. 3 of them
Tony
in
Rice
South
back
Bend.
In the day.
I got Tony Rice's autograph in 1988 at the Morris
awesome.
Inn
awesome.
In South Bend, Indiana. I was 9 years old. So yes, this game is like the game of my childhood. Man, I could go both ways.
Which side of the family are you upsetting?
Well, we did have Penn State season tickets, so there's more. We have more loyalty to the season tickets than their religion, I guess. You know what? If I had to pick, Joe, I would say Notre Dame. And I'll say the same reason why I like the Eagles over the Packers. I think the quarterback mobility thing's a really big deal. I think especially in college, Riley Leonard had like 90 yards rushing for Notre Dame against Georgia. Aller is not that type of player. I think that the hidden yards you get, the first downs you get that you're not expecting, the third and fourth downs that you're able to convert because you have the extra blocker,
yeah.
I think it's going to be an epic game. I don't think it's going to be that many points. I think it's like 23-20 Notre Dame. Could obviously just as easily go the other way, but whenever somebody asks me for a pick, I always say like what I would do if I was putting money on it mm-hmm. or anybody listening. Mm-hmm. And so I'll lean towards Leonard and Notre Dame, which is perfect because now I'm either right or happy after the game tomorrow night.
There you go. All right, Ross, have a great weekend watching all of this football, and we'll talk to you next week when the Eagles season will still be
gosh,
alive.
I hope so. We need this. We need this.
Yeah, no, they're good. All right, Ross, thanks, buddy.
All right, see you guys. Thanks,
all right, let's get some calls in here. 215. Oh, actually, real quick before calls, Ruben.
Yep.
Phillies go to spring training in 5 weeks.
Exciting.
When do we say, I guess they're keeping Alec Bohm? Like, are we already there or not?
I think we're pretty close to being there.
Like in a week or so?
I think they're still, they have to be open-minded, and Dave Dombrowski will continue to be open-minded, but I think Alec Bohm's going to be the third baseman. Opening day.
There's still a lot of, Alex Bregman hasn't signed. There are still guys out there who could change the market and change what teams are planning to do and stuff like that.
You think they want to dump him?
I think they're waiting for Alex Bregman to sign one way or the other.
I don't think they want to dump him. I think that there is, they're staying open-minded about some ways to improve the team. I mean, who's going to play third base if he's gone?
Listen, you guys know my thing. I never wanted this whole Bohm trade him thing.
He's as good a third baseman as there is in the league. He's one of the best in the league. So you got to be careful about what you wish for.
We knew when the offseason began that it was going to be hard to make major changes to the regular, I'm used to saying eight. I guess at this point it's nine. And
does he have a mindset that they've given up on?
You think they scolded him?
No.
You think they scolded him, Ruben?
I'm not sure
Knock
about
it
that.
Off?
They may have had a chat with him.
They did that during the season.
No, but I mean when it was over. Like, hey, dude, just so you know.
I do not know that. Exist with this group of guys. Like, they know something went awry with the way he was perceiving the world, right? The way maybe a little bit babied, whatever it is, the way that he acted was inappropriate last year.
Right.
And there are guys in that locker room who are like, childish is not meshing with championships.
That's probably true. But think about how he made the adjustment when he went through what he went through after his second year. I mean, he made the adjustment and then played really great baseball. Okay. So, hey, this is a game of adjustments, and hopefully that he learns from it and they move forward.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's also all go on the record on the Twitter poll question of the day. Then we'll get right to the phones. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. All-new 2025 Equinox. It sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. All right, Devin, what's your answer to this? We'll go around the room. Which of these is your greatest concern against Green Bay?
Mm-hmm.
Jake Elliott, Jalen Hurts rust, Sirianni, Packers are good.
Jalen Hurts rust. That really, really concerns. Assuming he's ready to go, which, hopefully he is. He hasn't played football in almost 3 weeks by the time Sunday rolls around, and that's really concerning.
Freddie Mitchell calling me right now, by the way. Am I supposed to pick up with
yeah,
the Eagles?
Yeah, say, hey, Freddie, what's up?
Eagles and Packers, 4th and 26.
Hold on. Speaker.
Yo, Freddie!
I don't think you could legally put him on the air.
Freddie, I'm on the air, man.
What is that?
Freddie, get your ass on the air. We'll call you in 2 minutes. Actually, we got Mike Quick. We'll call you at 9 o'clock. Oh, he hung up. Hold on. Fred, we'll call you at 9:05, buddy. 9:05. I got Mike Quick in 5 minutes. We'll call you at 9:05. All right, pal. All right, there's Freddie.
What is happening?
He is so unique.
I don't know.
I don't think we've ever done that before. I think that was first
amazing.
On the show.
All right, Ruben, which of those? I'll reset for those who forgot. Greatest concern, Jake Elliott, Jalen Hurts, rust, Sirianni, Packers.
So the Hurts rust is an issue for me, but it's more than that. It's a Hurts ability to run. Is he going to not run and have the ability to do so, or are they going to be afraid to have him move out of the pocket and do some things because of the concussions? That's the concern I have.
Okay. All right, so Jalen Hurts' answer. Rhea, which you got here for the answer?
How much did the Eagles lose the Super Bowl by to the Chiefs? Was it 3 points? Was
three.
It? Yeah, it was a field goal, 3 points.
Yeah, that would be Jake Elliott.
Jake Elliott. Okay. James, what do you got?
Yeah, Jake Elliott for me.
Okay, John?
Kicker.
Okay, I'm at Jalen.
That's said by a player who doesn't like kickers.
So look, we're three on Elliott and we're three on Hurts, but no one said Sirianni, no one said the Packers. Let's go to the phone.
I hope no one says Sirianni. I hope it's 0%.
I agree.
It won't be, but I hope it's 0% on the
phone. I agree.
But there's probably still some people out there.
No, I agree. I'm just saying what I hope. I don't think anyone should be concerned. Is my point.
All right, let's go to Nick right now. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, I just wanted to revisit the
We got the number one O-line, number one rusher. We got Jalen's
number one defense.
What's that?
Number one defense in yards.
Yeah, so I worry about our third down conversions. You know, you think of, you know, number one O-line, number one rusher, third down should be automatic, you know. I think we're 10.
And it usually is pretty automatic. I mean, with the push,
yeah,
we do a great job with all that situational stuff.
Nick, I think there's a reason why their third downs aren't as effective as you might think.
Because they're not crazy about it.
The Eagles are playing for fourth down.
Correct.
They can make a third and five, a fourth and one by running it, whereas most teams would feel like they have to pass. That's a huge part of the Eagles' strategy.
Okay.
You look at those numbers, our fourth down conversions for the season have to be close, up near the top of the league, because that does always even out. When I combine that, I always look at the third down conversion rate for our success purposes, and I always factor in that fourth down as well, because we do stretch it. We do depend on four. Unlike any other team out there, we know that we will get it on
Detroit
fourth down.
Does it also, but a little different. They don't do it quite the same way.
They hand it off.
Yeah, they don't have Jalen
Goff
Hurts
under center, and he just they don't sneak it the way we do.
Nick, I think the more telling stat for some teams moving forward, the Eagles being an example, is conversion rate once you get to third down. Third and fourth down combined, your conversion rate?
Third and fourth is the way you look at it. And we are awesome.
Yeah.
That situational football is what wins this time of year.
All right, Nick, wild play in sports. What do you got?
I'm just biased Eagles fan, so I'm going to go the miracle at the New Meadowlands with Deshaun.
That's a wild one, man. There's no doubt about it. It was the first time in NFL history that a game ended on a punt return in regulation. Final play of the game was the first time ever that a punt return ended a game, not in overtime, but in regulation.
Was that the game they trailed like 28?
31-10.
31-10. You thought, we're screwed.
31-10. Yep. Four fourth quarter touchdowns. Rob in South Jersey. Rob, good morning.
Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, buddy. How are you, Rob? How you been?
I've been doing well. I was thinking about you last night. That new TGL Golf, they have this thing called the Hammer. Did you see that?
Well, hold on.
The Hammer!
I have not, actually.
Yeah, the Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, they had on ESPN last night, they have a new indoor simulator golf league with all the top stars.
I could teach Tiger a little something
really
about
golf. It was really cool.
Yeah.
It was cool, and they had a feature called the Hammer, and I was like, Joe the Hammer has that trademark.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Tiger and Tiger and I share that in common, by the way.
That would be about it.
Getting to the game this week, guys. Yeah. There's one stat you may have not said it yet. I don't listen all the time with work and everything, but here's one stat that I think gives Eagles a huge advantage. 14-0. That is their record when all their offensive starters play this year. There are three losses. Two of them didn't have AJ. The one against Tampa that had nobody, and then Jalen left the first the Washington game super early. So when their starters on offense play the full game, they have yet to be beaten this year, and that's going to continue this Sunday in my opinion.
I'm not sure it's as high as 14 because I don't feel like they had 14 games under that.
I'm sorry, you're right.
But it'd be a little less. But because Devontae missed some, AJ missed some, Jalen missed some. I guess Mulata.
He missed a few games.
And Goddard missed a couple.
Yeah, Goddard missed
four games, right?
It might be more like 6-0 or 7-0, but I get your point. When together, they're effective.
Moving on, I'm an alumni of Penn State, class of 2009. Love you, Ross Tucker, but Notre Dame has no shot tomorrow night. They don't have an offense. They didn't score one offensive touchdown against Georgia. Their defense won the game. James Franklin, as much as I despise James Franklin, he's going to be smart enough tomorrow night to, just like Nick Sirianni, pound the rock, make this Notre Dame offense beat you, and Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren will lead the Nittany Lions.
All right, Rob, I love your enthusiasm. Give me an answer, Rob. Craziest play ever in sports, which one is it?
Before I give you an answer, is it the craziest play or the craziest moment? Is there a difference there?
We haven't yet specified. I have no answer for you on that.
All right, I was going to give you a lame soccer one, but it's not written in the football town. I'm going to go with the Stanford band on the field.
Already said. Better give me the lame soccer one.
All right. Then I'll go Music City Miracle.
It's based on that being the 25th anniversary. You got one more shot.
All right. Then I'm going to go with my soccer one. Anytime an announcer says, yeah, I swear you're never going to see anything like this ever again, Sergio Aguero against Queen Park Rangers in 2012. How do you like that knowledge, Joe?
All right. Well, I thought you were going to do this.
You have no
what
chance
a moment.
Of winning.
No.
Yeah. What a moment.
No, what happened?
I thought he was about to do the goal thing from Cantor. You know?
What?
Go, 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 go.
That is awesome to hear, though.
That guy.
I mean, I think it's pretty special.
The guy had the breath for the whole thing.
Let's talk some American football with our next guest, Mr. Mike Quick.
Mike Quick, sponsored by the Bet Parks app. New users get up to $1,000 in casino bonus back. BetParks.com for all the details. You must be 21. And in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so one of the craziest plays ever in sports was Mike Quick going 99 yards, what would it be, 2 feet and 11 inches, right? Is that what it is? Yeah, 99 yards, 2 feet and 11 inches. That was in 1985, but he's seen a lot, and we hope to see an Eagles victory over the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
You excited? You excited, man?
Yeah. Come on, man. It's playoff football.
I'm with you.
You got to be excited.
Yes, listen, Mike, this 7 out of 8 years this organization's in the playoffs. I don't think that has really gotten enough because it's not consecutive. So yeah. The 2020 thing was brutal, right? We all know that. But, I mean, to make the playoffs 7 out of 8 years, what a feather in the cap of Lurie and Howie.
Yeah, I think we're just enjoying another great era of football. You know, the Andy Reid era, I always expected some playoff time. And you know, for me, it's extra games, meaning extra trips to the bank.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So we're in another era like that where I expect this team to get to the postseason, and it's fun. I love this time of year.
Do you feel, let's cut right to the NFC Championship game, if that's warranted. Mike, do you feel the Eagles and Lions are on a collision course similar to 2 years ago when it certainly felt like the Eagles and 49ers were on a collision course?
Yeah, I do if you want to jump ahead. But, man, you know, that old football player in me still thinks about, you know, the Green Bay Packers and just taking it one game at a time, that whole thing. And I look at the Packers, you know, and I think this is a really good football team.
They are.
I think they're an underrated team, and I think they like being in that position. I think that's when they play their best. I go back to them getting into the postseason last year and just completely dismantling the Dallas Cowboys in the postseason. And I just believe that they're that type of team. When they're counted out is when they play their best ball.
But, Mike, why is it that people are counting them out right now? Why haven't they looked their best lately?
I think there are a number of reasons. The quarterback, the inconsistency there, losing, you know, key players on the outside. When they lost Watson last week, you know, Watson's been up and down. He missed so many games with injuries. But they're a team that can turn it on. And defensively, I think they're a little bit inconsistent on the defensive side. But they, when they turn it on, they're as good as anybody.
So how worried are you about Jalen Hurts? We know that he hasn't played much lately. He's coming back. Yeah. We expect this week. Then the rust factor, how do you combat that? How worried are you that Jalen will suffer from that?
I'm probably like everybody else. I'm a little bit concerned about all the time that he's had off. But I just kind of want to look at the sunny side and believe that when he does play, he's going to be rested, he's going to be fresh, and he's going to play good ball. It's not like he doesn't know the system. He doesn't know the players around him. He doesn't know the speed of the game. He knows all of these things. So, you know, he gets a good week of practice, and hopefully he's out there today and getting in the next couple of days of practice. And if you, I don't worry so much about him, but I have a little bit of angst because of the time off.
Yep, I think that's fair. Look, Mike, very, very different circumstances from Donovan in 02 with the ankle. But I will say, to me, it was noteworthy when Donovan came back, he didn't look the same. I mean, that loss to Tampa, you know, he wasn't moving well. And I don't think that applies to Jalen here, but...
Yeah, it's completely different.
Well, but a couple people... Yeah. No,
he's
but
limping around but out there because his leg was broken.
Like I said, very different. But a couple people have said today on the show...
Jalen's completely healthy.
No, well, hold on.
He's playing.
Hold on. A couple people have said, will Jalen take on every hit... You know, after a concussion, and you never quite know.
Well, I hope not. I hope he's not taking on hits.
Well, but you know what I mean. Will he run it?
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to.
But he does have to run to be his most effective. He does. He has to run to be his most effective.
To get to this point where they are, it's behind one of the best O-lines in football and on the legs of Saquon Barkley, and that's what you lead with. That's what you go into the game leading with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are other things that can make this offense even more potent. You start to get one-on-one coverage on your outside receivers, and no one's going to cover A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith one-on-one. So that's right. How you lead. You lead with this run game, and then off of that, you do all the other things. And quite honestly, that's the way Green Bay plays. They got a really good run game with Josh Jacobs, and then after they start to run the ball, it's a lot of play-action passing.
So, N'Kobe Dean's injury, how much should we be concerned about that? We know that he's supposed to be back, but I think N'Kobe Dean, in the grand scheme of things, has been underappreciated by us as fans.
I agree.
I think I underappreciated him for the majority of the season, and then I went back and started looking at plays and looking at the way we as a defense, it really came together. And he's a big part of that. We don't know if he's going to be out there against the Packers at full force. What do you know about his injury and his outlook?
So I don't know where he is physically, but I agree with you. He has been huge all season long and underrated, underappreciated. The linebacker play in general has been just phenomenal. N'Kobe Dean has 128 tackles on the season. Good grief.
He's balling out.
He's been all over the field. I don't think anyone expected N'Kobe, and I'm certainly not expecting Zach Bond to play the type of ball that they played this season. Both these guys have been a real staple in this defense, and I'm hoping that he's 100%. I think he will be. And at this time of year, you just want the best. That's why I think last week was so important to get all these guys rested. And so there's no excuse now. Buckle up and go out and play your best ball.
Is it a tremendous advantage, Mike, to have the rest that the Eagles had? Obviously not every player, so it's not a true bye week, but would you call it an advantage, a tremendous advantage? How would you quantify that?
I just say it's an advantage that you are rested, you're fresh, you get a week away from it, and when you get that week away from it, you want it. You long for it. You're ready for it. You're geeked up about it.
So, Mike, yesterday Sirianni either answered truthfully or downplayed concern about Jake Elliott because he expressed no concern about Jake Elliott. But I can't imagine he doesn't have some. I mean, do you think this is a scenario where Sirianni has concerns about the kicker?
I think just you have to have some concerns. It's just human nature that – Jake's not he's not having the season that he's had in the past. And the misses, when you see it, you start to get concerned, especially now that you're dealing with the elements and the weather. You know the ball is going to be harder. It's not going to travel as far. So, I think there are concerns.
Mike, what do you think happens with Doug Peterson?
Good question.
That is a great question.
Is he done, Mike?
No way. Doug is done if he chooses to be done. I think he's a sharp enough guy. I think he's connected so well in the league that even if it's the 1 year where he's an advisor to an offense or to a head coach and his offensive staff, I think if Doug chooses to be in the league next year, he has a spot somewhere.
So here's where
you think it might be somewhere that we can see him? Like, here?
Like Philadelphia?
He's not
is that crazy?
He ain't coming back here.
Is that impossible to fit him into this coaching staff?
Yeah. Man, so many things happen in this league. You just never know. And we know that teams that have success, they're going to lose people. They're going to lose some of their coordinators, some of their position coaches. And when this thing shakes out, we're going to have a lot of surprises. So I wouldn't be completely shocked if that happens.
Mike, are you surprised Dallas didn't fire their coach? Jerry Jones has not fired Mike McCarthy. We don't know that he's definitely back, but, I mean, he hasn't said he's not. What's up?
He hasn't fired him yet, but the fact that Mike McCarthy now has an opportunity to go to Chicago or may have other opportunities, I think McCarthy himself.
Didn't they deny the Bears?
They denied it, Mike.
What are they doing?
I think he should consider other options and where you actually have control of what happens in your organization.
Yeah.
The other option is you stay there and you keep making a couple million a year because, well, you know, yeah, the guy's not going to fire you.
It's not all bad.
Hey, is Aaron Rodgers done, Mike?
I hope so. I'm tired of seeing him.
Me too. Me too. I agree with you 1,000,000%. And last one, as we go around the league, would you like to see Rex Ryan back with the Jets? I think it'd be fun.
No. Wait, do I need to think about that? No.
The definitive answers. Yeah.
And I love Rex Ryan, but I've had enough.
I'll tell you what.
He's,
I think it'd
really
be
a good defensive
him and Aaron Rodgers.
It would be, look, what do I really care? It's the Jets. I think it would be fun.
It would be fun. It would be entertaining, and it would give the media there a whole lot to talk about every week.
Yep.
But is that what you really want? Well, you might, but...
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, I'll say this, Mike. Nobody has ever talked more trash without a job than he has in the last couple of days. He's ripping Gruden. He's ripping the Kevin O'Connell guy. He's like, what does this guy got? He's like, yeah, all right, great. He calls plays, but not Kevin O'Connell. Who's the Ben Johnson? Ripping Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Ripping,
really?
Oh, he's ripping everybody.
I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah, he's like,
I don't think that's wise.
No, he even said, he said, I love the guy, but he's like, I'm the guy for the Jets. I'm the guy.
Oh, I
he's
get
doing, he's,
it.
He's,
oh, okay.
He's,
oh, so he's talking he's, a big game.
He's pulling he's a Buddy Ryan. He's pulling
as
a Buddy
expected.
Ryan. Yeah, he's
well,
good for
Joe,
him.
You would
yeah.
love that.
Yeah, that's how he rolls.
You know why, Mike?
Yes! Hammer!
That's how I roll.
Because you're the hammer.
It's right. Dangerous talking trash on a guy like Ben Johnson, though, because he really, that dude's legit.
All right, hey, Mike, have a great call. You and Merrill, obviously, on the call. Devin on the side. How's Devin doing with the sidelines, by the way?
She's been outstanding, yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Listen, this is not her first rodeo. I actually listened to her at that Turkey Bowl game thing that you guys did. So
similar to an Eagles game, slightly different.
Hey,
very close.
Maybe it helps. You never know.
It does.
All right, Mike, stay well, bud. Have a great call on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
All right, there he is, Mike. The great Mike Quick.